Have you noticed something unusual about the vaccinated? The greyish pallor in the face, the persistent brain fog, the mood swings, the relentless exhaustion, and their struggle to fight off even the mildest cold or flu. You're not alone. These disturbing observations are being reported worldwide. And now, a groundbreaking Yale study has confirmed what many feared. COVID vaccines wreak havoc on the immune system, causing a condition known as VAIDS. That's right, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency. But here's the twist. Yale is so ashamed of their own findings, they're scrambling as we speak to bury this bombshell study. We're here to make sure that doesn't happen, because what's at stake isn't just the truth, it's the future of humanity itself. Research scientists connected to a groundbreaking Yale study have uncovered some shocking findings. Free spike protein detected in subjects up to 700 days after receiving a COVID vaccine. A sustained drop in CD4 cells, pointing to serious long-term immune system devastation. In simple terms, Yale has proven the existence of VAIDS, or vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. That's right, VAIDS. The same condition that the mainstream media and fact-checkers have been so determined to suppress since the vaccine rollout in 2021. But here's where it gets even more alarming. As a Midwestern doctor reports on X, there's an intense behind-the-scenes battle at Yale over whether this study will ever see the light of day. We held off on revealing this leaked data to avoid interfering with the publication process, which is often critical for scientific credibility. However, it's clear that if this study is published, it will confirm that VAIDS, or long vax, is not a fringe theory but a real documented condition, one that demands the vaccine be pulled immediately. This puts Yale in an extremely uncomfortable position. If they publish it, they expose the risks of the vaccine. If they don't, it's yet another example of critical data being suppressed to protect the pharmaceutical narrative. Yale are in a bind and they don't want to be the first major US institution to blow the whistle on the jabs. After all, we're talking about the same Yale University that forced students to get the vaccines and two boosters to continue their studies. And the same Yale that for a period would not let unvaccinated people enter their facilities. Now that's what you call a serious facepalm moment. But the implications of this study reach far beyond Yale's embarrassment. As Edward Dowd says, the worm is turning. The institutions that were critical in endorsing the mRNA rollout and perpetuating the hoax are slowly but surely being forced to confront the grisly truth about the severe consequences of the jabs. But when will people finally address the elephant in the room? The spike protein, engineered in a Wuhan lab, contains GP120 GAG sequences from HIV. If you've had COVID or taken the vaccine designed to generate spike protein antibodies, you may have triggered an immune response eerily similar to HIV, raising serious concerns about VAIDS. We have been trying to warn the world for years, while suffering heavy social media censorship for our troubles. We tried to warn the Canadian people that Trudeau government's vaccine mandates must be defied at all costs. Unfortunately, heavily vaccinated Canada is now suffering the consequences.
Even with global rates falling, Canada is seeing numbers here skyrocket for the second year in a row. And some communities are struggling to access services. Here's CTV's Colton Prail.
Canada's HIV epidemic is getting worse.
So, what is VAIDS? And why does it cause people to test positive for AIDS? Dr. Robert Malone, the man who invented mRNA, explains what went wrong and what this means for the future of humanity.
AIDS is an acronym. It's Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome. That's what it stands for. Mm-hmm. Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome. And the data are getting stronger and stronger that the multiple vaccine recipients are having, as we mentioned before, a T cell suppression. Their T cells aren't functioning as well as they should be. And you can see various markers of downregulation of key signaling molecules and the nuances that we don't have to go into. Mm-hmm. It's measurable. Okay, so there is evidence of an acquired T cell immunodeficiency in the multiple vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is that clinically significant? You always got to say, well, you can measure something in the laboratory, who cares? Mm-hmm. Is it actually causing problems for patients? Well, Ryan Cole was one of the first ones to signal about the canary in the coal mine of the appearance that there are cancers springing up that are unusually aggressive at early age, or that were at in a kind of an indolent or slow growing stage and then suddenly become very aggressive cancers He's talked about endometrial cancer originally, cancer of the lining of the uterus. Mm-hmm. But there's many others now that are popping up that are being observed by cancer surgeons and diagnostic radiologists and pathologists. People often, you know, when they attack Ryan Cole or myself, people that are trained in pathology, they don't recognize that we're not like average docs. We're trained in signal detection. That's what we do. Discipline of pathology is the quality control for the entire medical care system, and that's why we have to do autopsies. It's not pleasant, I'll tell you. Nobody takes pleasure in doing autopsies, at least nobody I know. But it's the QC, and pathologists like Ryan and I are trained to detect patterns. So Ryan early on detected these patterns about what appears to be unusual cancers that are unusually aggressive at an unusual frequency. That seems to be playing out. So that's what, why would that happen? Well, one of the things that keeps cancer in check.
Every day, Dr. Malone's warning about turbo cancer becomes harder to dismiss. People are succumbing to aggressive cancers at an alarming rate. And doctors are warning that aggressive turbo cancer is here to stay, leaving defenders of the jabs in an increasingly untenable position. World-renowned cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough is raising alarms about a disturbing trend. A surge in positive HIV tests among the vaccinated in heavily vaccinated countries. Citing 9 peer-reviewed studies, McCullough clarified that the vaccines don't give people HIV. Instead, the diagnoses stem from severe vaccine-induced immunodeficiency, a far more concerning reality.
This is a breaking revelation. In Australia, there is a formal inquiry. It's a parliamentary type of procedure. It's called the Terms of Reference. So the terms of reference all had to be submitted. And one of the ones that was accepted, I reviewed it personally, is for a term called vaccine-induced immunodeficiency syndrome, or VAIDS, vaccine, I guess, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, VAIDS. And it was put forward by Dr. Melissa McCann. And what we've learned is in Australia, the very first COVID vaccine, which was an antigen vaccine, exposed part of the spike protein that turned nearly all the HIV tests positive in the vaccine recipients in Australia. This was early on. This is a stunning development. And so what became known is that part of the spike protein has the same sequence of amino acids as a glycoprotein on HIV. And we've known this because the white blood cell count is always depressed in acute COVID. Normally, it should be elevated in a viral infection. And there's been observation after observation now, and I want to cite the data. A paper by Feldman and colleagues described a young man who was going to commit suicide because he was HIV positive. This is written up in the peer-reviewed literature. And when they investigated him, he was a laboratory technician. They found that he had taken the vaccine. He was positive for the vaccine spike protein antibodies, but negative for the nucleocapsid. He didn't get the infection. And they did HIV viral load testing over and over again and could not find the virus. It was a false positive HIV test, just like the Australian vaccine recipients.
You would think that the mainstream media would accept this as a sign there's something very wrong with the COVID mRNA vaccines. Instead, they keep denying the truth, even as it stares them right in the face. They double down on censoring social media and dismissing the growing mountain of evidence exposing their lies.
It holds it together and it allows it to stay 100% in that structure that's present on the surface of the virus.
The shape of the coronavirus spike protein before the virus meets our cells is what triggers the most protective antibody response. So Keith must make the spike protein in the lab, locking it into exactly the same shape by adding another protein that acts a bit like a clamp. And that protein is a tiny fragment of HIV.
Instead of admitting that the vaccines were a catastrophic mistake, the elite are doubling down, pushing agendas that further weaken our immune systems. It's up to us to spread the truth far and wide to ensure those responsible for the pandemic are held accountable. Bill Gates is so excited by the carnage, he's got mRNA vaccines lined up for every possible malady you can possibly imagine. Here he is at Davos earlier this year, lecturing the sheeple about his new lucrative range of poisons.
We will have new vaccines. We'll have a TB vaccine, malaria vaccine, HIV vaccine, and even the things like COVID vaccines. We need to make them have longer duration, more coverage, and we're going to change instead of using the needle to use a little patch.
How did Gates get the regulators to approve his brand new spanking new range of experimental mRNA vaccines for every conceivable ailment, including, coincidentally, HIV? The answer is that he funds the regulators, of course. He also funds the mainstream media to ensure there's no critical coverage of his evil globalist agenda on the world stage. Despite radio silence in the media, evidence regarding the crimes of the global elite is emerging every week. And we're going to ensure Gates is held responsible for his part in the Great Deception. Predating the Yale study, scientists at Britain's prestigious Cambridge University found that more than a quarter of people injected with mRNA COVID jabs suffered what they diplomatically referred to as an unintended immune response created by a glitch. A glitch caused an unintended immune response in 25% of the vaccinated. Obviously, the news that 1 in 4 vaccinated people now have AIDS did not make it all the way to the mainstream news, all of whom are fully bought and paid for by Pfizer. How many young and healthy people have to die of strokes, turbo cancer and heart failure before the mainstream media begins to wake up and smell the coffee? How many super fit professional athletes must have cardiac arrests on the field of play before people admit these incidents simply didn't happen in the past? The mainstream media is attempting to sweep the information about AIDS under the carpet and continue the great cover-up of this crime against humanity. There is a heavy viral load of AIDS lurking in every vial of COVID vaccines, and the truth has been staring us in the face for years. In 2021, Nobel Prize-winning scientist Dr. Luc Montagnier, co-discoverer of AIDS, revealed groundbreaking insights about COVID and mRNA technology. Yet, even now, so many remain unaware of his critical warnings.
C'est-à-dire, nous arrivons à la conclusion qu'effectivement, il y avait eu une manipulation au sujet de ce virus.
C'est-à-dire?
Eh bien, qu'une partie, je ne dis pas le total, n'est-ce pas, mais il y a un modèle qui est évidemment le virus classique, et là, c'était un modèle surtout venant de la chauve-souris, mais à ce modèle, on a par-dessus ajouté des séquences, notamment du VIH, le virus du sida.
Mais quand vous dites « on a ajouté », qui a ajouté ?
Ah, moi, je ne sais pas.
Mais ce n'est pas naturel, c'est ce que vous voulez dire ?
Non, ce n'est pas naturel, c'était un travail de professionnel, un travail de biologiste moléculaire. C'est un travail très minutieux, on peut dire d'horloger, on peut dire au niveau des séquences.
Mais dans quel
Alors,
but
dans quel but, ça, ce n'est pas clair. Moi, j'expose, si vous voulez, mon travail, c'est d'exposer les faits, c'est tout. Je n'accuse personne, je ne sais pas qui a fait ça et pourquoi.
Je suis pas sûr de comprendre tout ce que vous dites. C'est-à-dire que dans ce virus, il y a une part de VIH.
Voilà, c'est ça. Le matériel génétique du virus est un long ruban d'ARN, n'est-ce pas ? Comme de l'ADN, mais c'est de l'ARN. Et dans ce long ruban, à une certaine place, on a fixé des séquences petites de VIH. Mais ces séquences petites ne sont pas petites pour ne rien vouloir dire. Elles ont la possibilité de modifier, par exemple, ce qu'on appelle des sites antigéniques, c'est-à-dire... Si on veut faire un vaccin, on peut très bien modifier la protéine qui est exposée pour le vaccin par une petite séquence venant d'un autre virus.
Mais vous êtes certain de ça? Parce qu'on a dit que le bruit a couru, que c'était d'une origine humaine finalement. Et ça a été ensuite réfuté par la plupart des autorités scientifiques quand même.
Il y a quand même une volonté d'étouffement, si vous voulez. Les travaux, nous ne sommes pas les premiers. Un groupe de chercheurs indiens, très, très renommés, avait publié de la même chose. On les aura forcés à rétracter.
On les a forcés comment ?
C'est-à-dire, c'est annulé. Il y a, si vous regardez leur publication, vous avez une grande bande annulée. Parce que.
Mais ce que vous dites là, la plupart des scientifiques disent le contraire, quand même.
De moins en moins. De moins en moins. Si vous voulez, est arrivé donc, c'est au début de cette année, et on voit de plus en plus de travaux qui suggère, mais moi je suis, on peut dire, hors d'âge. Hein, je suis prix Nobel et alors, je peux travailler librement. Alors, j'ai donc aucune pression sur moi qui peut agir.
This video of Dr. Montagnier has it all. Proof of nefarious intent, a clueless mainstream media host, and a fellow guest visibly shocked at the idea that scientists could be manipulated to toe the line and never challenge Big Pharma. If only more people had listened to Dr. Montagnier's remarkable insights before his untimely passing, his warnings could have changed everything. Dr. Montagnier urged vaccinated people to get tested for AIDS, warning them to take action and hold their governments accountable. He also famously declared that the non-vaccinated will save humanity. Here at the People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the global elite, but we need your help.